19. Mind mapping with children. Mind maps can really help us to learn and express our ideas. They are also great for children, too, as mind mapping comes naturally to us. The whole process is fun, yet it teaches children to think creatively, get information onto a page, and organize their thoughts and ideas. Children are the epitome of imagination, so they can have fun while they are learning. If this skill is embedded from a young age, it can have endless benefits to a child's learning and development. Spring. Flowers, bees, birds, butterflies, leaves, sun. Helping children to express their ideas. In the same way that a mind map can help adults to express their ideas in a creative way, mind mapping can be effective for children too. Creating a visual map can be a fun and ideal way to get children to express their ideas. Children often don't like to feel forced into writing a lot of information down on the page. Children respond well to images, so let them cut and stick pictures. Use colors and shapes of their choice, and allow them to use key words as prompts. You can then question the children on their diagram to help them expand their ideas and challenge their knowledge and understanding of a topic. Ask probing questions that ignite a response. Who? What? When? Where? Why? And how? Why mind mapping works for children? The reason mind mapping works for children is quite simple. When we teach children early, we use pictures to show meanings of words and sounds. Picture-word association is still an effective tool for a child, and something that is visually appealing suddenly feels fun rather than work. If we can provide a fun task for a child to complete while they are working, they begin to find learning fun, and this is valuable because it instills a positive learning environment. Children are like a sponge. They take in so much information as they are on a constant learning journey. Mind mapping is the perfect way to help them process the information and make sense of it all. Make mind mapping a game. Learning games are popular all over the world. So if you turn visual maps into a game, it can spark a child's interest easily. There are many games you could try that involves mind maps. Story retell. You could read a story to your child or children, and then you could give them a visual. Retell the story. Three little pigs. Start. 1. What happens? 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. End. Map template that is numbered 1 to 6. The children are then given pictures, and they must stick the story pictures in order within the mind map diagram. Now, this is a very simple exercise, so you can make it harder depending on the age and ability of the child or children. Ask them to use key words to accompany the picture. They could name characters or indicate what happens in each section of the story. They could make notes about the story structure, like genre and key themes here, too. You could get them to tell the story using the mind map as a prompt, as the images and/or key words will help to give confidence. Older children could explore and analyze stories. We'll stay with the theme of Humpty Dumpty. See the next image, for example. Nursery rhymes. Falling action. Resolution, places, morals, characters, exposition, rising action, climax. Note-taking. Another game is to learn about a topic and take notes using the mind map. You could allow children to think freely and note down anything that they think is a key point from the exercise. Show and tell. A child can create a show and tell activity using images in form of a map. They can talk about an interest or something that they've done or enjoyed. They could even make a mind map of their family, too. Timed mind map. A child can either watch a video clip or read a book, and afterwards, they can be timed to note as much down on a mind map template as they can remember from memory only. Critical thinking group exercise. If children have been studying a topic for a longer period of time, they can create a mind map as part of a group, and then they can present the information. With group work, everyone should have a role, and you'll find that ideas bounce from person to person. Using a mind map to help children learn. Mind maps are a great way to help children learn. When first starting off with them, you could provide a template and even model how to complete a mind map. If a child is studying for a test, visual aids are great. You could have the name of the test in the center, followed by the topics covered in the test. For example, for a maths test, you might study 2D shapes, 3D shapes, addition, subtraction, times tables, and also areas and measurement. A child can then add keywords on twigs and use shapes. They can highlight things in a different color that they need to work on further and use the mind map as a kind of revision guide. Much of what discussed earlier assists with learning. For instance, children could note down things they know about electricity in a timed environment. They could retell a story or put information into a logical order, and they could even use mind maps to note-take. Things like spellings and languages can also be learned by using such techniques. We should also consider how visuals can help us to plan our work too, and this is something that children can embrace. From a young age, children are taught to plan their writing and school projects. This is great because it teaches children to plan ahead, be prepared, and think logically. See how a child could be encouraged to use a mind map to learn about history on the next page. Visual maps can also be used to plan that art project or even a recipe, too. Stories can also be planned using mind maps, which leads us nicely onto the next section. How to teach children about history. Kings of the Middle Ages. William I, conqueror, castles. William II, manors, churches. Henry II, Stephen, wars. Henry I, Stephen, wars. Henry II, Richard I, John. Henry III, Edward I, Wales, Longshanks. Edward II, Edward III, Prince, death. Richard II, revolt. Henry IV, Henry V, Henry VI, wars, Joan. Edward IV, Edward V, Richard III, Henry VII. Using mind mapping to form a story. To plan a story, similar concepts can be used as discussed in Chapter 6. A child can be encouraged to create a map to plan and form their story, but it can be tailored to their age and ability. Split the mind map template into two halves. In one half, the child can discuss characters, setting, and genre. In the second half, three subcategories are needed: beginning, middle, and end. The child can then sequence their story. This means that the child can demonstrate creativity, show knowledge of a story structure and format, as well as thinking a little more in depth about the story by exploring genre, characters, and setting. Alternatively, for younger children, a brainstorming approach could be great too. You could get the child to use a mind map template and have six boxes leading from the center. They should be numbered 1 to 6. The child could be encouraged to write a story by putting a sentence in each box, starting with number 1. This can teach story structure and format, and it can build a child's confidence when writing stories. The creativity involved with mind mapping is certainly beneficial and is a great way to help a child develop and learn.